Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated CG Semi state-of-the-art outsourced semiconductor assembly and test, or OSAT, plant in Sanand, Gujarat yesterday. The event was attended by Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav and Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel, along with global tech leaders. Developed with a massive investment of over 7,500 crore rupees, the advanced facility will have an annual production capacity of up to 5 billion semiconductor chips. Addressing a large gathering, Prime Minister Modi said that the CG Semi OSAT facility in Sanand will not only strengthen the domestic chip manufacturing ecosystem, but also boost technological self-reliance and elevate India's position in the global semiconductor value chain.
आज का ये कार्यक्रम इस बात का प्रमाण है कि भारत जो ठान लेता है वो करके दिखाता है। पांच साल पहले भारत ने संकल्प लिया था कि देश को सेमी कंडक्टर हब बनाएंगे। हम डिजाइन इन इंडिया, मेक इन इंडिया के मंत्र को लेकर आगे बढ़े और आज देश के तीसरे सेमीकंडक्टर प्लांट में भी चीप पैकेजिंग का कमर्शियल प्रोडक्शन शुरू हो रहा है।
The Prime Minister also said the Sanand plant is geared to produce 20 crore chips annually. He congratulated CG Semi on setting an ambitious future target of scaling production to 500 crore chips per year. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for development projects worth over 1,05,000 crore rupees in Rajasthan, marking a major push to infrastructure, energy, transport and employment generation in the state. During his day-long visit, the Prime Minister inaugurated the new terminal building at Jodhpur Airport. Thereafter, he dedicated the country's most modern greenfield refinery cum petrochemical complex to the nation in Pachpadra in Balotra district, which is an industrial processing plant built from scratch on undeveloped clean land. He also inspected the refinery's state-of-the-art control room, interacted with engineers and technical experts, flagged off fuel tankers, and virtually laid the foundation stone for Jaipur Metro Phase 2. The monsoon session of Parliament will commence on the 20th of this month. It will continue till the 13th of August. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju informed that President Draupadi Murmu has approved the proposal of the government to convene the monsoon session of Parliament from 20th of July. Mr. Rijiju said the session will focus on meaningful debate, discussion and decisions on issues of national importance. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will be on an official visit to Qatar, Bahrain, Kuwait and Oman from today till the 10th of this month. During the visit to these countries, Dr. Jaishankar will be meeting with his counterparts and the leadership. After his visit to Oman, Dr. Jaishankar will visit New York on the 13th of July to launch India's official campaign for the UN Security Council tenure 2028-29. He will then attend the third India-EU Trade and Technology Council meeting and interact with his European Union and Belgian counterparts in Brussels on 14th and 15th July. The pilgrims from Jammu and Kashmir who participated in the Somnath Swabhiman Yatra 2026 under the theme Ek Bharat Shreshth Bharat returned to Jammu Tawi Railway Station, marking the successful conclusion of the six-day pilgrimage to Gujarat. The Yatra, organized by the Department of Culture, Government of J&K, in collaboration with J&K Academy of Art, Culture and Languages, enabled the pilgrims to visit the Sri Somnath Mahadev Temple and several other religious, historical and cultural sites across Gujarat. In FIFA World Cup, Morocco stormed into the quarterfinals with a commanding 3-0 victory over Canada in Houston, Texas today. Defending champions Argentina also progressed to the round of 16 after defeating Cabo Verde 3-2, following extra time in a thrilling round of 32 encounter. Argentina will next face Egypt, who advanced after beating Australia 4-2 in a penalty shootout following a 1-1 draw after regulation time and extra time. In the final round of 32 match played yesterday at Kansas City Stadium, Colombia edged past Ghana 1-0 to secure a place in the round of 16. Colombia will now face Switzerland for a spot in the quarterfinals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.